It's Sunday the 13th of June 2010, and I'm down in the studio. It's around about, must be 8 o'clock now, quarter to 8, 8 o'clock, and the kids are already in bed. Christopher definitely, because he's had a cub camping weekend, and I don't think you ever really get the proper kind of sleep. And Eleanor tends to go to bed quite early because she likes a rest, she likes the chill out time, and then sleeps when she likes and gets up nice and early in the morning for school. Me, I'm going to be going to bed soon myself because I've had a bit of a hectic weekend. I went to Oxford after work on Friday evening to visit my friends Emma and Pete, because Pete was going to be driving down to Sussex with me to... I'm working on the computer while I talk to you. There we go. Going to Sussex to visit our mutual friend Richard to have a look at his studio. I brought with me two large cases of wires and cabinets and things, bits of studio hardware that he might find a use for. We used about half of it, I think. Basically tidying up the rat's nest of cables that he had, organising it a little bit better, installing his new mixer, making it fit for another couple of years of broadcasting. Hopefully he will use it all in that time. But why is this not coming out now? They're a little reluctant. There must be another screw here somewhere. I arrived in Oxford. It must have been about 8 o'clock, and we sort of drove back to their house, and they fed and watered me, and we chatted, and we went to bed around about midnight, and had to be up about 6:30, 7 o'clock for a drive down to Sussex to arrive for 9 o'clock, so we could get a full day's work on the rewiring. And it was a gorgeous day. We sat outside. I've got sunburn on my left arm for where the sun was just peeking over the fence for some of the day. And I spent much of the day just soldering multi-core cables, jack plugs onto cables. I'd ordered a few off CPC, but I hadn't ordered enough, so we had to use engineering prowess to get the most out of what we had. But it seemed to come to a good result. The weirdest thing was, and I shall use this as the album art, if you like, for this audio boo, was that Richard had a set of cables. I don't know where he bought them from, but the jack plug was just slightly longer than normal jack plugs. So when you plugged it in, it went beyond the little plug at the end, so nothing came out of it. And it just had us. We thought, why does it only work something? It was completely bewildering. It must have taken us half an hour to work out that this cable was just a bit strange. And we had other little snags and things like that. But in the end, we did a show around about... good Lord. I've just noticed these RAM chips are completely... Man, this corrosion's gone all the way across the motherboard. I hope this hasn't caused... Oh dear. I'm not sure this is going to survive, actually. Where was I? Yeah, this machine is... hopefully it'll clean up with a bit of alcohol, but there's not a huge amount of hope. It's a RISC PC, and the main motherboard is only the size, it's smaller than the size of a piece of A4 paper. But it's got one of those batteries button cell batteries that you solder to the circuit board to keep the memory settings. But unfortunately, it's a type of battery that over a number of years corrodes and sends its seeping copper oxide or whatever it is over to the other components. And we can only hope that the damage isn't permanent. We'll have a look. So we finished the soldering around about 8 o'clock. By 8:30, we were in the studio doing a merry little show, which you can hear at vobes.com on Monday morning. And then we drove back up because I looked on on the internet and found that there's a National Express coach between Oxford and Luton that went at 1 o'clock in the morning. I thought, that would be brilliant because I'll be home by 2:30. Bit of a kip, and I can spend Sunday with the family. As it turned out, when I was heroically driven to the bus station and dropped off there, the bus was completely full at 1 o'clock. Let me just check the time to make sure I haven't been waffling on. Nope, 4:17. That's all right. So I had to call. I feel so bad. I had to call them back up, and they drove me home. I slept fitfully until around about 6:30, and then made arrangements to go back down again and get the 9:20 bus. And eventually, I made it home at about 11:45 in the afternoon, just before lunchtime. And I've been the rest of the day just sort of pottering around, collecting Chris from his cubs, enjoying time with the family, catching up on emails, and tidying up, really. And that's the weekend. It's been very busy, but really very rewarding. I just hope, if I get a good night's sleep tonight, that I'll be ready for the week. Let's hope so, eh? I hope you've had a good weekend, too. Speak to you soon.